With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Okay, we're off. Hello and welcome to We Have No Strong Feelings About Harry Potter. This week we've watched from 2817 to 3628.
My name is Dobby Lardner.
Oh, good. And what can I do? Ooh, my name is Tome Walker.
Like a
spell book.
Spell book, yeah.
Yeah.
What about just
I don't have enough self-esteem to be one of the main characters.
Oh, you know, you could be Tom Marvolo Walker.
Oh, I like that. Because that translates, if I remember correctly, too.
He's spinning my chair. The cat touched my chair and spun me around.
I'm sorry, baby.
That's all right.
But I guess that's the direction you're facing now. It's Tom Marvolo Walker. What would that be a fun anagram of?
Yeah.
I'm going to find an anagram creator.
Chuck it in anagram creator. And then let's see what my Voldemort name would be as well.
Okay, sounds good.
Anagram name creator, I'll put.
Tom Marvolo Walker. So it's just downloading a dictionary is
Inge's
anagram generator.
Oh, great. So, yeah, so what I wrote was Angam name Kratper. So we'll just see whether that.
Well, maybe, yeah, you want to take a second go at that one because you're once again, really hamstrung by your terrible texting fingers.
I don't know why I can't do anything.
Oh, I've got some clues.
What?
All right, well.
Demi Rose Lardner.
Looks like I've got a lot Markov Moa, Amal TV Workroom, Alva Melt Workroom, Alma Malt Overwork, Alt Love Mac Morrow. Okay, these are all pretty good.
What one are you using?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'll do yours now.
All right.
Oh,
yeah, the one I'm using sucks.
He's jumped onto me. All right. We've got, David, just please settle down. There we go. I'm just holding him so he settles.
Oh, yeah, you're holding him in his drool patch, though.
Yuck, 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 yuck. Let's get back on track with this.
Okay. What is my name?
You are Dobby Lardner.
No, I thought we were doing an anagram.
AD Mandrill, moreover.
Yes, of course.
Adomo Driveler Norm.
I love it. Norm!
Norm! Okay.
You know the show with the stools?
This has already gone off the rails. I hate this. I hate this so much.
So what do we want?
What?
I want the Mandrill Norm.
I don't care. I don't care about it. None of the names make sense. They're just collections of words. We're not a lord of anything. We don't have, even without, all I'm missing is the riddle.
Yeah.
And that's the fucking.
Well, you're not, what's wrong?
You seem upset. The extra E in there, it's just, I'm feeling put out by the fact that I don't have any cool anagram.
Well, his name.
Tom David Walker is an anagram of dark lewd vomit. That's pretty cool.
Wait, you could be Lord, couldn't you?
No.
Yeah, there's Lord in there.
Where's the O in my name?
Tom.
Huh. no.
You're the stupidest guy in the world.
No.
You've literally, like, Lord is in there.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no. Okay.
All right, now put in everything except for the L-O-R-D in your name into that anagram generator.
Okay.
And then we can see.
Okay, so that would be,
so,
all right.
So T-M. Mm-hmm. And then David, you need the D.
So I'm taking David. So I'm writing my name out and I'm taking out the letters that constitute Lord.
Yeah.
So we need the L, the D, the R, and the O.
Yeah.
So what we're left with is Tm Devi Wicker. Let's see what anagrams there are of this. Not many.
What is it?
All
right, so
turns out we have removed a lot of the vowels.
Oh, that's only one vowel.
Aim, tweak, VD.
So, Lord, aim, tweak, venereal disease. That's
yep,
one.
That's
right.
Good,
what's
isn't
the
it?
One?
Or no, it would be because Tom Marvolo Riddle is there to get him to I am Lord Voldemort.
Okay.
Right. So. If we remove even further and take, you know, I and the constituents, the I, the A, and the M out of there as
okay,
well.
Then what do we get?
Okay, let's find out. TV Waked, Tweak VD.
I am Lord Tweak VD.
I am Lord VT Waked.
I have the ones for Lord as well. Let's see if we can do mine.
I think we should get away from this.
Okay.
But I'm willing to be persuaded otherwise, but I think this might be nothing.
Anyway, welcome to We Have No Strong Feelings About Harry Potter. You were seen by no less than 7 muggles.
That's what Snape says right after 2817 in some of the seconds that follow that momentous timestamp. Congratulations to Snape for reading the newspaper.
Yeah, he's not like other girls, I guess.
No.
He's not like other potion masters. He loves to read and tea.
Mm.
And doesn't like to party or dance with his whole ass out.
I realize that Snake to me looks like someone who's just been pushed in a lake. Like, his hair is always so wet and heavy, and his robes are always so, like, clearly, like, flumping to the ground.
And he's upset.
Yeah, and he's upset. Like,
this exact
would
scene is the origin picture for one of my favorite, like, it's not even a meme. Mm. It's just, they've made Snape's eyes gigantic. Have you seen the picture?
No.
All right, I'll have to show you later. But it's if you
well, I get the gist.
It's incredible though.
Okay.
Let me show you.
I'm looking forward to it. But this is one of the reasons why you should be taking notes on your computer and not your phone.
I could have looked it up on my computer just as quickly. So Snape has been reading the Evening Prophet. Mm. There's also a small article about how people flocked to the Gilderoy Lockhart book signing.
Yeah, wonderful.
Lower down on the Evening Prophet.
Well,
and
Harry was one of the people that flocked to the Gilderoy Lockhart book signing.
Well, he went to get a book. He didn't know that this,
wizard
cunt would be there.
Yeah.
Anyway, I met a blonde cunt today.
I met this blonde, awful man.
Yeah.
They get through this. Sorry, what are you doing? Do you want to show me this picture?
Or no, you said you didn't want to see it. But so basically, Snape tells them how naughty they've been, tells them that they damaged a whomping willow that's been on the ground since before they were born. Mm-hmm. Were you in Slytherin and your fate rested with me, you'd both be on the train home tonight.
Yeah. This is an interesting point where Ron responds with it probably did more damage to us.
Yeah.
And by the scoreboard, he's right, because they did destroy 14 Ford Anglias during filming that Whomping Willow sequence.
Did they really?
Yes.
Yikes bikes.
Just at one point, just throwing them, overhand throwing them at this fucking thing, trying to be like, does that look like it's alive and also the tree is alive?
Perhaps we should just use CGI.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's try out a few more Ford Anglias. Let's try a negligent baker's dozen of Ford Anglias,
they're
14.
Just, they're just rolling it towards it, just going, towards the base of the tree.
Yeah. Well, that didn't work, so I'm just going to fucking go Street Fighter 2 bonus stage on this car out of rage. So they're an interesting little fact there.
Interrupted by Dungle, who comes in and says, but they are not, or some shit. that he might have said.
Yeah.
Or something like, as it happens, they aren't, or whatever.
Defers to McGonagall.
Gongle's there. Ron says, all right, we'll go pack our bags. She's like, what are you talking about? And I would have probably, like, cottoned on at this point, but she apparently hasn't, because she's just, like, like, you know, she's just oblivious to how fucking cool and nice she is.
What are you talking about? You won't need to pack your bags.
You're going
to
expel us.
You're going in the lake.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no. You don't have any possessions anymore. Yeah. You officially never existed. We've cast a memory charm on your mum and dad. No one will remember you.
Yeah. Anyway, lock up his wrists to each of these horses. We're going to rip him in twain.
Yeah. And make sure those horses ain't centaurs again. I don't want you getting lazy and just taking the first horse butt you see out of the stables and then realizing halfway to the fucking torture grounds that it's got a guy on it.
I keep telling you I am not a horse.
Oh, God, it's making that weird sound again.
It's just upset.
Yeah. Also there that Dumbledore wrote quite a few of the bylaws himself and doesn't need Snape quoting them at him.
Mm.
In which case I'm like, yeah, sure, you wrote them, but you're also like, I don't know.
A billion.
Yeah, a billion years old.
Yeah.
And so you've probably forgotten a lot of the laws that you wrote.
Yeah, actually, as a bisexual woman myself, I don't think I can be policed by Dungle. So
no.
Yeah.
Yeah, so your
bylaws
that you're immune
don't
from
actually apply to me.
An old gay man making his bylaws.
He's biphobic.
Mm. Fair enough.
For being gay.
What are you doing? The punishment ends up being just detention and a letter for breaking the masquerade, basically.
Yeah. The letter does suck for Ron, though.
Yeah, it sucks for Ron, but it, like, for Harry, all that means is that the Dursleys are going to be bothered by an owl again, and that's fine with him. Like, getting it pecked at by something they don't understand, and they already hate him. There's no reputation loss there.
Yes. So we're getting ahead of ourselves, though. The next thing we see is a lesson in herbology, where they're repotting mandrakes. Basically, we get to see a weird, satisfied little look from Hermione when she gets to info dump.
Yeah.
I
love this setup, by the way. It reminds me of the greenhouse scene in the first Twilight movie.
It's a worm! Bella, it's a worm!
Where Bella and Edward go to the place and get shown a steaming hot cup of compost tea.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, sir.
Yeah, it's awesome. So good.
Still have my golden onion. I love it. Thanks. Yeah. So they're repotting mandrakes. Basically, it's just, you know, you grab a weed and then you pull Benjamin Button out of a pot and it screams.
Very wrinkly, awful looking things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like they've been left not in a pot too long, but in a bath for too long because they're so pruny and wrinkled.
Yes, funny.
Also, this brings us to a segment that I've started, Demi.
Mm.
Welcome to Funko Watch.
Funko. Watch. Funko Watch. Yeah, it's Funko Watch. Funko Watch. It's Funko Watch.
Yay! Funko Watch. Funky Funko Watch, what are you watching? Is it funky? It's Funko Watch.
So the Funko Watch, Demi, is where I check whether the things in the movie have Funko Pops made of them. The Whooping Willow, the Whomping Willow does not have a Funko Pop made of it, which I was genuinely surprised at.
That's crazy. What about the Ford Anglia?
The Ford Anglia, also no Funko Pop.
What the fuck?
The following things have Funko Pops that we've seen so far. The Mandrake. Harry Potter, Hermione Granger, and Ron Weasley, all in herbology outfits.
Ah.
And then there's more that we'll come to as the episode continues.
No Professor Sprout?
No Professor Sprout.
What?
I know, the teaching staff really get a hard shake of the old wand in the Funko department.
All right, so next we see Sir Nicholas coming into the Great Hall and he does the fucking, oh man, if I had almost all my head cut off, I would totally tip my neck at students to greet them as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so fucking cool.
Spray a little bit of ghost blood on him.
It's Billy Connolly, not the guy I always think it is.
Mm. Wait, is it Billy Connolly? Wait, who's the person
No, it's not Billy Connolly.
Okay.
Who is who I always think it is.
Yeah, it's John Cleese,
it's
I believe,
John
right?
Cleese and not Billy Connolly, okay. Which is who I always think it is.
Oh, my God.
Such
a cold shot. And then you
like
just
Billy
immediately
Connolly.
Dunked it the opposite way.
I dunked it in my own mouth and then choked on it.
Um,
woke up in the hospital like, was it a good joke?
Nearly Headless Nick has two Funko Pops of him, and one of them glows in the dark.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Does the head come off of either of them?
I can't. I refuse to take in that information. You know,
so
when you're like...
You'll only take in so much Funko info.
Yeah, because there's some things where I'm like, I'm aware that if I have more than one fact about this thing, it will stick in my brain for the rest of my life. Mm. And I can't forget my mother's face, but remember the functionality of the Nearly Headless Nick Funko Pop.
Yeah.
I need to keep my brain pristine. Need to keep it wrinkly and safe.
How long do you think before you do forget your mother's face?
Probably later tonight if we keep watching this stupid movie. Every scene of it pushes a line of her face out.
Yeah, she looks so young right now.
Well, and also she's missing a bottom left corner.
So Ron is spellotaping his wand back together.
Okay, and is that a fun pun? Because it's good.
That's just what they call the sellotape in.
Oh, okay.
It's like in the books they say Ron has tried to fix his wand with some sellotape.
Right, so it's sellotape but magical.
It's like magic, or maybe it's not. They're just like, isn't it funny? We're witches.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, Muggles, you know that thing you've got? We also have it. I really love
it's
using
same
my
thing, boo.
Boo.
Boo. Ron gets his howler. Which basically is just Miss Weasley's voice screaming at him so everybody in the school can hear.
Yes.
And then congratulating Ginny on getting into Gryffindor, which by all accounts was always going to happen, and also isn't something that you can congratulate somebody on because it's about their personality.
It's really strange, that move, because I just could picture the children at the Hufflepuff table being like, aw.
Aw.
Oh, I come from a long line of Hufflepuffs. And it's like, yeah, you do. Big beige line. Nobody cares. We want over here at protagonist's table. Oh, but we're actually pretty smart. Okay, go be an accountant about it, Ravenclaw.
wasn't freaking Edward Cullen a Hufflepuff?
I don't fucking know.
Pretty sure he was a Hufflepuff.
Probably. He was very well liked. Robert Pattinson?
No, he's the character.
Oh God, my boy. It's my boy.
Cedric Diggory.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was, as far as I can tell, the only cool Hufflepuff.
Yeah, they get one. Every few years, the Sorting Hat is just like, well, let's just send a Gryffindor to the other houses so they don't get down about themselves. Just one, a handsome person with protagonist energy per house.
Oh, look at Cedric. I'm just like him.
Yeah.
We're Hufflepuffs, which means we have the same personality and abilities.
Yeah. Cedric Diggory is standing there looking like a triangle with a handsome face at the top of it. This guy's just like, me? Ah, well, I'm in normal house and that must be me.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So, Cedric, no, Ron.
Yeah.
He gets his howler. The weird thing about the howler, I think, is that at the end of screaming, Miss Weasley's letter, like, blows a raspberry at Ron.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think it's crazy to be like, I can't believe you crashed a fucking car and your dad's in trouble?
Yeah.
Go to bed.
Do you think that's her being like, all right, well, I finished recording the howler. Now time to do a lovely fart all to myself. I've got all that negative energy out. I can just let it out. And the howler is just a text-to-speech thing that's like, it must be this.
And it was accident.
Yeah.
Then it rips itself up, which I guess Miss Weasley's dead.
Yeah, seems like it, huh? That was a real chilling moment. Also, the owl, when it flew in, ate shit on a bowl of crisps.
Yeah.
Which is funny that these fancy wizarding kids are still eating crisps.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, what could they be? Perhaps they're, I can't think of anything.
Oh, you're eating winnowed newt? Oh, are you eating more flake of unicorn horn?
Oh, that's good.
Just shaving it off. Like a tornado potato, but it's unicorn horn.
I'm pretty sure that would be a pretty immense crime.
Yeah. No, the unicorns donate them.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, there's a big hole that the unicorns wander up to and they stick their horn in it and then they turn their head so it snaps off.
Oh, no, I think there's a handle that you just kind of crank and it'll sharpen it. But, yeah, so those are unicorns that are transitioning to just horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had my time in the spotlight. Now time to just to a normal life as a regular, beautiful horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The most beautiful horse.
The most beautiful horse.
Is there ever...
Because, like, it's someone who's like, oh, I'm tired of being a small fish in a big pond.
Yeah.
Now to go like be I'm like for a unicorn, I'm a six. But as a regular horse, holy shit.
Fuck. Can you imagine if a Pegasus and a unicorn fucked and their kid came out with just one big wing on its forehead? Kill me. It just like it can't stop flapping it, so it's always spinning in a circle.
It just keeps hitting itself in the face with the wing. Whenever it runs, it can't stop flapping it, so it just starts hitting itself in the face.
No.
I can't see. I'm in such danger.
So, what happens next? All right, so Ron gets his howler, he opens it, and then next thing we know, they are in, what is it freaking
They're
called?
In Defense Against the Dark Arts with Gilderoy Lockhart. I have written here Lockhart time.
Yeah.
Because I really like Gilderoy Lockhart. I think it's a wonderful performance.
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful performance as well. Can you imagine the gift that was God. To be able to play that?
It's genuinely, I think, the only acting that I would do well is playing that variety of villain.
I think you'd be amazing as Gilderoy Lockhart.
Thank you.
So you want to take this scene?
Sure. Lockhart rules is my first note. I love it. He starts off like talking himself up ages and ages and ages, which I get. That's how every teacher should start off their first class.
Walking past pictures of him painting pictures of himself.
Yeah, just a recursive loop of sentience, I assume. But yeah, the main crux of this is that you need to be terrified of what the Defense Against the Dark Arts will defend you against, and that is Cornish pixies, which
freshly
are little blue
Cornish pixies.
So he's just going out there with a net.
Yeah.
They're just like a butterfly net grabbing
what
these awful little things.
It?
And Annette's probably spooked. She's a little bit turned on that she's getting so much of his time.
Because you can see when he walks into the room, Susan Bones is sitting right next to Hermione, and she looks like she is just about to rip her dax off. Honestly.
Yeah, they are very horny for him.
Yeah, which is like...
Is that what attractive is to British people?
I guess.
Is it Robbie Williams and Gilderoy Lockhart?
I think it's in real world, I think it's just Robbie Williams.
Yeah, right.
And then like the least bald prince.
Yeah. yeah, they're constantly neck and neck.
Yeah.
Then he just releases these fucking Cornish pixies on the class, immediately becomes overpowered, flees. The Cornish pixies are destroying people.
Everything.
They pick Neville up by his ears in an act of complete torture.
Yeah. Can you imagine how much that fucking hurt?
It'd be so painful.
And he started off being like, no, they really are dangerous. And the kids were like, no, they're not. And then he figured out, oh, wait, they are. And that's bad for me.
Yeah.
What was the game plan?
I don't know.
Because he goes to do his spell Pesky Pixie Pestimento.
Yeah, too long. Also, rhymes too much to be any kind of useful. Also, still unclear how you actually are good at magic in this world. Because as far as I can tell, it's just elocution and memorization.
Yeah. I think it's like feelings based. Where you're like, I really want to do the spell.
Yeah, right. But I feel like that's for some, and then others are like, yeah, it's low energy.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't really matter if you want to do Oculus Reparo.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you don't need to, like, feel it in your soul the same way you need to, I don't know, summon your patroness or whatever.
Maybe you do, though.
Huh.
Maybe they're all just as difficult as Expecto Patronum, but some of them are just like, oh, good, my glasses are fixed.
Oh, thank God.
You just pass out and break them again as you fall on your face.
Yeah, you just have enough time to put them on.
Yeah.
There's a really nice moment, though, where the pixies steal the wand off Gilderoy Lockhart. So essentially what you've got is a room full of flying chimps with a gun. That's a worst-case scenario.
Propelling themselves into the wall by the sheer force of the bullets leaving their hands.
Yeah. I mean, that's, like, honestly some of the worst-case scenario for an enclosure or, honestly, any room.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Having airborne things with a projectile weapon?
Yeah.
Classic bad case.
I think if this had been, like, if the rating for this movie had been higher, the pixies probably wouldn't have – they'd just be fucking on everyone. They'd just be like all fisting each other.
Rubbing their awful little holes on
they're
things.
Just making a fucking daisy chain and coming into the air.
Harry would look away for 1 second, then he'd look back at his hand and he's just wearing one on each of his fingers. They're just fucking taking his index finger right to the shaft.
There's little monster finger puppets that you used to get from like lollipop wrappers and
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Oh, no. Ah!
Oh, no.
Just licking his feet.
Basically,
I think if they
set
a higher rating, they would have just torn off Neville's ears.
Yeah.
They added the CGI to mask the fact that when they filmed it, they just tore his fucking ears off.
Yeah, I think they would have all just flown straight down his throat till they bloated him into oblivion.
Maybe wear him.
Wear him,
you know, kind of like send all the pixies throughout his body so they can use him as a suit.
Yeah, the pixies like are Sigourney Weaver and and Neville is that yellow person
the,
truck. I don't know what it's
The bug
called.
In Men in Black.
Yes.
Just wearing him as a suit. Going to classes, trying to learn something.
Is that Vincent D'Onofrio?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
God, he's good.
Sugar. Oh, put my hands.
He runs away. Hermione solves
my
it with a...
on my hand. Like this.
Hermione solves the situation... how do I say it just
there? Hermione.
Hermione saves the situation with a single spell. Congratulations, Hermione. You remembered... at some point, Hermione has found the time to learn a situation, a spell that freezes time, which is like, oh, so Hermione's just fucking reading books and acquiring cheat codes with every page that she turns.
I don't think it freezes time. I think it.
Oh, sorry, it immobilizes these guys.
Immobilis or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
So, but also, why didn't it work on Neville? Like, it works on. She's basically pointing her wand straight. Oh, right. So, I cast the spell on Tom and he was just not reacting to anything that I was saying. So, that's good. It's good. Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Don't say that again.
Oh, and that was Tom's spell. And I'm not saying it again.
Thank goodness.
Because it worked.
Yay.
Funny to joke.
This is a weird scene. Hermione is so capable as a witch that if you dropped her into a foreign country, she could serve as a hitman with absolutely no problem.
Yeah, well, she's the brightest witch of her age.
Yeah, right. That's good, I guess, but also she displays a shocking amount of power.
Yeah. Yeah, that was always confusing to me. Like, she is a hero.
Yeah.
She is literally basically a superhero compared to you mongrels. And you're, oh, yeah.
And all she
for
does.
For a 10-year-old.
Yeah, and the only thing that she's got separating her from the other kids is just being willing to learn.
Yeah.
And so at one point they're like, all right, well, you know what? This precocious kid could probably kill anyone at the drop of a hat. You know what she needs? Control over the passage of time. Like, there's an alternate universe where Hermione didn't get stressed out over the time turner and just became Dr. Manhattan. Because also, why don't you use that fucking thing to get more sleep anyway?
I would just like to say that the time turner is in a lot of fan fiction reason that it's okay for people to fuck Hermione, because they're like, no, technically she's 19 now because she did all those extra hours of life.
I'm angry.
Yeah, so am I.
Still read
it's
them,
a
though,
bummer.
Didn't you?
Yeah, I did read them. I think it's very funny to read them.
Oh, that's good. That'll hold up in court.
Sirius
That'll
Black.
That'll definitely.
Just Sirius Black thinking of the word maidenhead is so funny to me.
Oh, dude.
It's just so funny. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He was in prison for 12 years.
You know what I might do? I might wander down to the British sex shop and pick myself up a bag full of quim. British people love to have sex with Quim and Fanny.
Yeah.
They love to Roger Fanny.
Dude, if you look inside one of the fleshlights that are shaped like a mouth in those places, you're going to be horrified.
Awful
yellow teeth. Scraping against the side of your willy.
Hello, do you have any fleshlights for the discerning Brit?
It's just a horse's mouth. Oh no, I don't want it to feel like I'm wanking on my auntie Muriel.
Oh,
give me
God.
Something a little bit less feminine.
Oh my God. So good. Yeah, a British fleshlight is just that greasy bit of newspaper from the fish and chips rolled up. Then you go to town, isn't it? Oh, if it's not wet enough, just dunk it in a puddle, isn't it, Governor?
I've
got to run outside, dunk it in a puddle so I can get back and spoof.
A British.
I made a maidenhead by putting one of those packets of ketchup in it.
A British fleshlight just looks like an aubergine that someone stuck hard corn onto. Into the shape of teeth.
God damn. Yeah, a British fleshlight looks like a British burrito does when it's open because it's just full of grey meat. Grey meat, soft. Oh, everything looks like it's boiled. English genitalia.
They're all boiled. Yeah. A British fleshlight looks like director's pants pockets.
Oh. Oh my God.
Full of loose change.
Yeah. No, mate, we're out of fleshlights, but what I got here is a bag full of jelly if you want to have your way. God damn.
Fuck. Oh, man. Dude. Everything's fucked there.
British people are so funny.
They're so funny.
They're so funny. Okay. Let's conclude Funko Watch. So there's the Mandrake, there's the Herbology set of the big three. Yeah.
Their butt plugs have big, tall, black wigs on. Wearing little red jackets.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on here then?
Oh, God.
And then, you know, you hear, like, after, like, half an hour of the butt plug being in, you hear, like, a horn, and you're like, oh, it's the changing.
You've got
to slowly pull that one out.
God,
but
damn.
Not let it actually leave the arse until the next one's back in.
Oh. This sucks. This sucks to think about. Oh, Christ. Okay, Funko Watch. Let's conclude this.
Yeah.
We got the Mandrake. We got the Herbology of the big three, which is them wearing the coats they wear in Herbology class.
Yep.
Another Funko Pop. Ron Weasley with Howler. So it's okay. Ron Weasley, but he's holding a small envelope. We got two nearly headless Nicks, as I said, one glow in the dark. We have a Funko Pop of the Cornish Pixie.
God.
And we have one of Gilderoy Lockhart in his teaching attire. So all that stuff is available to the discerning consumer of Harry Potter goods.
That is set. What about Ron with toothbrush? Ron with jacket. Ron without jacket.
Yeah. Honestly, you joke.
Winking Ron.
There's ever so. Well, there is Dobby and also finger snapping Dobby. So.
Ron's lost his wallet.
Yep.
Wallet not pictured.
Maybe the funniest thing that I've found so far.
Ron in a cave.
I just did. Hey.
Ron yeah. up a tree.
Ron, but your eyes are closed. Just a black box. They've got
Ron in lipstick.
They've got a Ron, but it's Hermione. Hermione figures weren't selling so well. I have to respect them for this. They've got Fred and George Weasley Funkos, and no, they have not differentiated. They're both standing with their arms crossed. They've got...
Do they have their jumpers on at least with like the F and the G?
No, they're both wearing school uniforms.
Do they have different facial expressions?
No.
There's no difference at all?
No. Wait, I think they're holding different things. Yeah. Here we go. Let me show you.
Just each other's
Please
penises.
Let me yeah, the weirdly, the Fred Weasley and George Weasley ones come with a glory hole wall that you're supposed to slide in between them. No, look, they're just exactly the same Funko, but one is holding a box and one is holding a bag, I believe. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a dream for the Funko Corporation. when it turns out that you can just get away with having when a property has identical twins.
Yeah,
Funko is thrilled.
Yeah.
Oh, what a thrill.
By the way, if you were going to sell Fred and George Weasley with a glory hole in between them, you would need to buy the additional bag of minced salmon that it comes with because they're British.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. That's what British boys train on is my is what I've been told.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a Ziploc bag of minced salmon.
Yes.
Chuck that in the microwave. Got yourself a lady, isn't it?
Don't take it out of the microwave.
Now watch out. If you microwave that for too long, it'll be too much lady.
Don't forget to chuck in the pumpkin seeds, practicing with teeth.
God damn. All right. How are you? We got,
stop talking about it?
Yeah, no, but it is nice that they train like that because just like real life, teeth can be anywhere in the British mouth. you can be finding one in the back of the throat.
Well,
you know?
If we're going to go that far, it's going to have a lot of hair in there as well.
Oh, you want to come downstairs for a nice plate of hair on toast?
Every British woman has a secret ponytail in her gob.
Oh, I was thinking that the British diet is all like...
No, it is. That's what I...
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're walking down there and Mam is frying up a nice pan of hair.
All right, now the Mam comment was an attack on me and I don't appreciate it.
No, that's what they call them.
Yeah.
All right. I think this was an interesting little portion of Harry Potter.
I can't stop thinking about British stuff.
Yeah, it's very funny that they just...
Is that bubblegum? No, it's a frog's ass. That's what they chew on. So chewy.
No, it's a frog's ass. You turn it inside out, then you get to chew on this lovely pink fleshy thing, isn't it? God, it is so funny that they're just British all the time.
Oh, God.
All right. I don't have any strong feelings about Harry Potter, and this is not established anymore in me. I don't know about you, Demi, but to me, this is a fine collection of scenes. Probably the highlight for me, if we're doing highlights, which I just remembered we do on here, is the mandrakes. I had a real thrill seeing a functioning greenhouse set up. I also enjoyed the different varieties of mandrakes. I like that they were all clearly individuals.
Yes.
And I enjoyed that as well. Draco kind of like rubbed the tummy of his and then put his finger in its mouth and it bit him and he was like, ah.
Yeah. Yeah, that is good. I like the mouths of the mandrakes. The design of it is really cool because obviously they're just a root, so they probably don't have like a way into their organs. So the mouths are kind of just like clearly puppet.
Yes.
It's kind of really
doesn't
cool.
matter because that's not how they would eat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But how are they even screaming? I think it's just like vibration.
Yeah, sure.
But so my favorite part of this is it's just the delivery from McGonagall when Ron says, all right, we'll get our stuff. You're going to expel us. And she's like, not today, Mr. Weasley.
That is a great delivery from
really
her.
Really, really good. I really like that. But
great. Leaves the door open for expulsions in the future while lifting the sword for now.
What I like about it.
Yeah.
She's fucking awesome.
Really good.
Maggie Smith is an incredible actor.
Yeah, I agree.
McGonagall's a good character.
And, of course, there is multiple Funkos of McGonagall.
McGonagall in nightgown?
Let
Show
me check.
That.
McGonagall Funko Pop.
Show me that for no reason.
Okie dokie. Funko Pop. Oh, dear. It seems like there's her in the big green feather hat, and then there's also her in just grey. Oh. Those are the two McGonagalls, and then you can also get Minerva McGonagall as a cat.
That sucks.
It's not
doesn't even
so
look like
good.
Her as a cat.
Well, you know.
It doesn't.
It's grey. It's kind of like what she looks like.
Yeah.
Why am I going to bat for them here? All right.
Trans rights.
What was your... Oh, no, you just said your highlight.
I just said mine. Trans rights and fuck J.K. Rowling and I still have no strong feelings about Harry Potter.
Yeah, I still don't have any strong feelings about Harry Potter either. But I do really like those mandrakes.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
I like unmanned rakes.
And speak us through that.
I'll rake whenever I please.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.